Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carolina Country, 93.1 The Wolf. We were what my dad would have called hobnobbing last night. We went down to Level Cross and went to the King's house. We went down to Richard Petty's last night. Had a little 80th birthday party for Richard Petty last night, and it was awesome.
Yeah, they do a lot of fundraising for the Petty Family Foundation, and so they had a silent auction there, kind of doing their inaugural birthday fundraiser, and it was so much fun. A great time.
Food was awesome. Delicious. Couldn't stop eating. It was so good. Big buffet line they had going there. It was out on the grounds there, which are beautiful there at his house. And it was very good. They had this banana pudding type thing there last night.
Oh, that was all the rage. This banana pudding.
It had some rum in it and some other, you know, unusual ingredients. But oh my goodness gracious, was that stuff delicious?
It was.
Made by a restaurant that came and did they had to have a place in High Point.
Yeah, they were saying that it has to do with there's like a German custard powder in there.
Something that's hard to find.
Yes.
So they don't do it that often. But,
right.
But they did do it last night. So it was, oh gosh, it was so good. So thanks for inviting us down there last night. It was a great night. They got a real break on the weather. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Once that sun went down, it was the perfect cool evening. Everybody was out there just strolling around having a great time.
And we did get to meet him. And I did get the autograph that my father has always wanted.
Did you give it to him yet?
No, I didn't get home till like after 10 last night.
Okay, all right. Well, does he know you got it? Have you told him you got it?
I didn't tell him I got it.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
I just hit him with that was a surprise. Now you owe me.
Yes.
This is payback for all the millions of dollars you spent on me.
Right. Gosh. If that isn't true, I don't know what is.
Carolina Country, 93.1, The Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Corey, and Chase. We had a great time last night down at Richard Petty's place with the he had his birthday celebration, the fundraiser for the Petty Foundation, and all this. It was great. And Corey, she had a whole plan, man. She's going up there. She's going to have her photo. We took the photo.
Well, first you shake hands.
Yeah, and then she got the autograph for her dad.
Yep.
And he doesn't know it yet. He's going to be so pumped.
He's a major Richard Petty fan.
Mm-hmm.
And what's ironic is that she got him to autograph a fan.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, I was like, can you write to your biggest fan on there? He didn't think it was funny.
I don't think he was not even listening to you.
No.
All he was hearing was, wah, wah, wah. She's talking.
Right.
Yeah, and I went up to him and I told him that my dad.
This is good. This is good. First of all, before he tells the story, you know, you're meeting somebody that's a big deal, okay? And you're like, okay, what am I going to say? With that in mind, go Chase.
Tell him first.
Well, I wanted to make sure my dad, he said, well, if you just happen to have small talk with him, tell him that he was my Little League coach in 67. So I told him that, and he goes, man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. That's not even the first thing you said, though. The
what'd
first
I
thing
yeah,
you
hold
said.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah,
I forgot what I said.
No, we remember.
Yes.
We remember because it was like, and she was closer to you than I was. But Corey, since you don't remember, Corey's going to tell you the first thing you said when you met the King, Richard Petty.
I don't remember exactly how you put it, but it was something to the effect of, you know, I live right down the road.
Okay, I remember now.
I live right down the road.
I live right through those woods. I like that new shower curtain.
I live right through the woods. I see you all the time.
Oh, you need a bodyguard, I'd die for you.
That's right. Oh, I remember now. That was so smooth.
But that is funny. When you told him about the Little League coach thing, he was like, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. And then he was very eager to shake my hand and be like, all right, well, thanks.
How fast can you get away from me right now?
Oh. The coolest memorabilia, though, was on their table for the silent auction.
Yeah.
I saw they had one of his famous hats with the feathers and everything out of it. You know that he's famous for wearing his hats. Anyway, one of those was available for auction. And then he had a special belt buckle that they made. It said, like, happy 80th birthday.
Yeah.
And they had one made for him to wear and then one available at the silent auction.
I didn't see the bid on that. I know what it was. The starting bid on the hat was 1,000.
Oh, you didn't jump in on those bids?
No, I didn't.
Couldn't do it this time.
I wanted to see what the starting bid was on the hat that they had in this kind glass of a glass case. Box.
Yes, very cool.
The starting bid on that was 1,000.
So that's why I didn't get it. I put down $3.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I didn't get it. 608 now at the Wolf. I live right down the road.
I know exactly what time you get home in the evening. Speaking of that, something was brought up in regards to what you're kind of talking about last night about Richard Petty. And one of his friends said, my mom told me this from a long time ago, said one of his friends told him when he first started racing, like Daytona on the beaches back, way back.
In the early days racing, yeah.
Apparently he rode along with him for one of them, and the guy said to Richard, said, don't quit your day job.
Right. Okay.
And look at him now.
Yeah,
right.
He is the king of
the
NASCAR.
King. Uh-huh.
Probably one of the most, he's probably the most respected, him and Dale Earnhardt, probably the two most respected drivers in the history of that sport. And I'm not downing all the other legendary drivers in NASCAR. You know, there's Cale Yarborough. There's all these guys who were very famous NASCAR drivers that were through that whole Richard Petty era. But I mean, come on, it's Richard Petty.
Question, since we're talking about NASCAR.
You're a NASCAR driver.
I am an official licensed.
I was waiting for you to bring this up.
That's right.
So do you think that, you know, we talked about last week how Dale Jr. has announced that he will be retiring after the season. Do you what type of effect do you think that's going to have on the sport?
Because it's going to have a lot of effect on the sport, especially in attendance.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, even still, like, whenever he drives around, he has such a fan following.
Yeah.
So do you think that this might be devastating for...
Well, NASCAR has been hurting, you know, for a good while anyway. When you lose big stars like that, it is going to have an effect. I mean, he's so big that when a racetrack is going to have a race and he's in the race, they put outdoor billboards up that says Dale Earnhardt.
We'll be here.
Right. He's going to be racing that day.
Yeah.
They in fact, there's one now somewhere down through the Smokies because he's going to be at Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, I do think it'll have a negative effect.
I read something somewhere that said he's going to try his hand at maybe broadcasting, like, for the sport. And so do you think that would kind of be like a...
There is no question at all. I would never have thought anything different, that he's going to be, you know, a commentator.
Right.
Of course he will be. You know, a lot of these great drivers over the years have turned that driving experience into a television and or radio career. Ned Jarrett was a big racer. And anyway, if you've ever even peripherally heard of racing, you know that Ned Jarrett had this program called Ned Jarrett's World of Racing.
Uh-huh.
And he was a driver, and all kinds of other guys have done this too. So, yes, he will do that. You're right. That's And he'll make millions doing it. He'll make more doing that
than
he will
make more money
driving.
Doing that,
yeah,
right.
Sure he will. We're going to play Yes or BS this morning for the Chase Rice concert tickets. We decided that since we had such a good time down at Richard Petty's doing...
He's my neighbor.
Yeah, well, they're right next to you.
In honor of his 80th birthday.
Right. We're going to do a little Yes or BS. Same as always, since this time they're Richard Petty facts or little fictions that we've made up. And as the contestant, you say yes if you think they're true, and BS if you think they're not true. I think Corey has somebody standing by on the line right now.
We've got Linda from Greensboro.
All right, go Corey.
Nicknamed the King for his record-setting Daytona 500 and NASCAR championship wins.
Yes.
That is correct. Born in Level Cross, North Carolina, currently he lives in Daytona, Florida with his family.
BS.
You're right. He still lives in Level Cross, representing North Carolina. Richard Petty has 200 Sprint Cup wins.
Yes.
That's true. You're doing great. Richard has also won the Winston Cup, now the Sprint Cup, 5 times.
Yes.
Nope. BS, I'm sorry. He's won 7 times.
Woo! Oh, that's right.
At age 25, he raced in his first NASCAR event.
BS.
You're right. He was 21 at his first race. In 1959, he won his first NASCAR race at Columbia Speedway.
Yes.
You're right, he did. All right, last. He was just 15 when his uncle let him drive an old 1938 Ford pickup for farm chores for the first time.
Yes.
You're right.
Wow.
He was 8 years old. So that's pretty good.
Wow.
He only missed one. Good job.
Nice. All right. You have tickets to see Chase Rice at the Cone Denim Entertainment Center Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Dale, Corey, and Chase. You're waking up with Wolf. 93.1 The Wolf.
93.1 The Wolf. A while back, the three of us did the NASCAR experience at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And when you do that, they give you that little card your...
They give you the choice of whether you would like to be a rider or a driver.
Right.
One person in this room can say that they have driven a race car. And that's who has two thumbs? This guy.
Yeah.
So now that you've pointed that out for like the 50th time.
Just so everyone knows, I'm a professional race car driver.
And
I even have the license
to
prove
it. They give you this little card. It's like a license. It's the same size as like a credit card.
Uh-huh.
And... I think you should have gotten Richard Petty to sign that last night.
I know. I've been beating myself up because I did not get him to sign my official NASCAR license. What would make it more legit than Richard Petty's autograph on it?
What's sad is she actually carries it around with her as if it is something that
you
would need.
You never know.
Excuse me, officer.
When they're going to need somebody to step in, take a couple laps around the track.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I was going fast.
Officer, this is not... an ordinary racing license.
No, it is not.
This is signed by Richard freaking Petty.
Right.
Officer just goes, oh, wow. Okay, I am so sorry, miss.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry you didn't get that signed because that would be like a cool little
item. I know.
But that's not going to be the last time you see Richard Petty. You can get it to do it again.
When is he ever going to invite me over again after what happened with banana pudding?
I'm his neighbor. We can just go over.
You would just go over there?
Walk through the woods.
Yeah.
You know, I live right down the road. I love you, man. You need a bodyguard, I'd die for you.
I drive by your house every morning. Yeah. It's not lit up.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.